Give him a good welcome tonight. Amen. I love you. Amen. 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 Lord God. I believe, church. I believe. Mercy. God's helping me. I don't know about you. Bless God. I believe tonight. I believe. I believe. I believe now more than I've ever believed. I believe. He's revealed it unto me. Under God, I believe tonight. I believe He's going to save them. Hey, I pray for yours and I pray for mine. Bless God. I believe He can do it. I believe He can save. I believe He can send revival. I believe He can answer prayer. Oh, God, they ain't nothing too big for our God. They ain't nothing. Ain't not a thing. Ain't not a thing He can't do. Ain't not a thing. Hey, ain't not, oh Lord, I can't stop her. Hey, ain't nothing God can't do. Hey, ain't a need He can't meet. Hey, ain't a trouble. Bless God, if God brings you to it, God's taking you through it. Amen. Amen. Under God. Lord God, I believe in that and I believe, I thank God. Hey, is this many people here on Monday night for a pop-up revival? Lord God, we stand in need. I thank God for what He's doing. I thank God for how He's helped me today. Lord, mercy, how it's blown through my soul. Lord, have mercy. Let me read you something right quick. Psalm 31. Bible says, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For Thou art my strength. Into Thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I believe it tonight. Amen. Amen. Lord, it's been good. My, we could go home right now, and I'll tell you what, I've got help. I've got help. But I know what the Lord's laid on my heart. And man, He's just picked up right where He's left off last night, and it's going to be fresh and anew. Fresh and anew. If you've got your Bible, turn with us to the book of 2 Timothy. Be chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. We'll begin reading in verse number 7. When finding your place, if you would stand the reverence reading of God's Word this evening. Help us, Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. Find your place, say amen. The Bible says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Thanks be unto God. For thee which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Our Father and our God, Lord, I thank Thee, Father, You've allowed us, God, to be in Your presence once again. Father, how unworthy we are, God, to be able to see such a mighty moving of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray tonight, God, that You would give us unction. I pray, Father, You'd illuminate my mind. I pray, God, that You'd loose my lips. Father, I believe You've done that for us. And I pray, God, tonight that you'd anoint the hearing. I pray, Father, you'd touch them, God. Would you get it across to them, Lord? I can't, but you can. And, Father, I am already persuaded you are well able, God, to take care of this need, take care of these problems, take care of these prayer requests. And, God, you know where they stand in the congregation tonight. You know their need. Father, you gave us a word. I pray you'd preach it. Not me, God, but you. Father, you preach it as only you can. And Father, I pray you'd be glorified through it all. God, give us power. Lord, give us understanding. I pray you'd help us to be mindful of the Holy Spirit. God, we love you. Father, we thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've been hung up on the word revealing. I've been hung up on believing, and I'm still hung up on believing. I believe. But the Lord's got me hung up this evening on persuaded. I'm persuaded. And I pray you'll be persuaded the time I get done. So I want to preach tonight, Lord being my helper, on a persuasion invasion. We need a persuasion invasion tonight. Hey, some of y'all ain't really got the grasp of believing, so God's going to have to persuade you. And I pray he help you tonight. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to his promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So we want to focus tonight on verse number 12, the Lord being our helper. And God's going to have to get this thing across to you, because once again, I don't understand. I just don't. I just know I'm persuaded. And if I can get that across to you tonight, how much persuaded I am, maybe that'll help you. I hope. But we see here tonight, first of all, I want to look at his initiative. His initiative to make a way for me. I see here in verses number 8, the Bible says, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. I am persuaded because of what God's done for me. I am persuaded because of his initiative God took for me. That God took an initiative for my life. And if I'd been the only one, God had still went. God still made a way. God had still made manna. God had still made provisions. God had still made the direction. God had still paved the path for me. And I am a well understanding tonight that I am a small stroke to a big painting. But if I'd still been just one small stroke on a big white canvas, God would have still made a way. But I see His initiative. I think about how when Adam and Eve begin their trek and they came in and God give them a Garden of Eden, God give them many things and God give them everything and told them, said, there's one thing that thou partakest not of, and that be the tree of knowledge. And He said, whatever you do, don't eat it. Well, if it hadn't been for Eve, I'd still be in the garden picking fruit. Amen. That's the truth. I'll even read it to you. Genesis chapter 3. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 3. I'm going to get turned over here. Genesis chapter number 3. And verse number 8. The Bible says, Genesis 3 and 8 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So we see here the fall of Adam and Eve. From then and that point, God had an initiative for every person coming down the line. God had to make a way. Right then, right now, I'm well aware God is a God, an all-knowing God, omnipotent God. He knows everything, sees all things. God doesn't know when He created the world what He's going to have to do, but God gave a choice. And from that day, the choice was made by man's behalf, and the choice was made on God's behalf. He said, because they made a choice, I'm making a choice. God made the choice. He made an initiative for you and me. Because, say, why is that, preacher? Because He persuaded. God loved me. God loved you enough, Brother Caleb. God loved you. He had an initiative. God had an initiative for every one of you. Bless God. That God loved you enough to go after you, make a way for you, die on the cross for you. God loved you that much. That's God. God had an initiative. I thank God for that initiative. We don't only see it there, bless God, but we see over here in Isaiah, in chapter number 9. The Bible says, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, the Bible says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You think about that now. So we know that God had an initiative set. God had to make a way, but we didn't know what way. Well, God done said no to us. He just told you right there, bless God. He said, I'm going to send a man, and it's going to all be on his shoulders. There ain't nothing that man can't bear. There ain't nothing God can't do. There ain't nothing God can't. Here you are, bless God. I done tried to get you to believe, and you done left here last night unbelieving. And God said, I'm sending a man, bless God, that can handle your need, handle the world's need. He can handle salvation. He can handle it full and free. There ain't nothing my God can't do. I'm trying to persuade you tonight. God loves you. Hey, I believe, bless God. I believe and I am persuaded that God is able. He's able tonight. God's got an initiative for each and every one of us. I think not only in Isaiah 9 and 6, but I think about over in Matthew in chapter number 1. In verse number 20, the Bible says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I think there's a point in time that Joseph didn't believe. He didn't have no belief. Brother J.C., he didn't believe much. I believe he's probably laying in the bed one night and that thing back kicked him out of the bed. Say, what kicked him? God kicked him. I think quite quick, he got persuaded. Got persuaded. God had to persuade even Joseph. But God made an initiative. God had an initiative. God cared enough for you. He made an initiative, made a way for each and every one of us. I thank God for that. Not only did I see his initiative that he had for us, but I see his introducing, how he introduced himself. Not only, I'm sure each and every one of us has got a story, but I think about how God introduced himself to me. I was looking here, I think about the book of Acts, and I'll give you quite a little bit of scripture here in the book of Acts in chapter 2. The Bible says, Acts in chapter 2, let me get turned over here, in verse 21, says, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever shall call on the, or whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You believe that tonight? You believe that any one human being but God can call on the one true living God and they can save him? It don't matter. God can use this bush just like he spoke to Moses. God can use that sign on the wall. God can use a canister light falling out of the heavens. God can use anything because he's God. God can introduce himself by any way. I mean, I can't even get over it. You think you'd be walking through the desert? God said, I'm going to introduce myself to Moses. And he went and got inside a bush and lit it on fire. Amen. I think about how when I got saved, when the Lord saved me, there was a whole week span of my life. I wasn't running from God. I was just scared to death and said, Lord God, if you just let me make it back one more time. God introduced himself in many different things in my life. And he showed the devil and hell real and everything in many things in my life. I seen hell. I experienced hell. I felt hell's darkness. I heard hell's chains. And God introduced himself to me. I think there's three things that God introduced himself as. You listen to this now. Number one, I see God introduced himself. He done it out of love. God loved you enough. Oh, God. God loved you enough. And you think about how much of a loving God could come down to a man like you, Brother Jim, as wicked and vile as you've been all your life. And God loved you enough. And he come after you. God loved you enough. He came back. Even God loved you enough. Bless God. You've been a preacher. So ain't no children like preacher's children. Amen. Hey, I understand. I know. But God loved us enough. God loved a drunkard enough. God loved a backslider enough. God loved the atheist enough that he'd go after them. He'd run in them. He'd hike in them. Hike up their back. Smack him across the head. He loved them enough. And he introduced himself to them. I think, second of all, he loved them enough, but he come after them with long suffering. Lord God, I think about with me. I think about all the times through my life I grew up in a Christian home. I graced this church when it was the old building. I run around the sound booth. I sit on Linda's lap, eat fruit roll up, son, by the hand loads. I mean, I done it all. I was here. I was a Baptist 9 months before I came in this world. I traveled from here to revivals with my grandpa. I rode in the back seat. I'd sit in the back window of that Lincoln Town car, and I'd crawl up, and people looking going down the road. I'd lay there. Man, if anybody had, I had it, buddy. I was there, but God had long suffering. Man, he introduced his long suffering to me. I mean, it began to woo on my soul. Man, I'll never forget it. Lord God, I'll never forget it. About right where Brother Kenneth's sitting, about one seat back, I can take you back to the night, take you back to the day. I sit about right here with Brian Fisher, and I sit here and I said, God, if you'll let me make it back to your house, just one more time, God, I promise I'll make it right. I sit here, and there's a girl by the name of Paisley Hinson. She got up, blessed God, began to sing with anointing power of God. I looked at Brian, I said, I don't care if you go with me, but I've got to go. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I come down back right here, and Brother Darren's sitting right there. I looked at him, I said, I don't know what you can do. But God, you can't save me, but I know who can. I got there and I went to pray and come up and fresh and anew. God saved my life. He had long-suffering with me. Bless God, He introduced that long-suffering to me. He introduced His love to me. Thirdly, I think about how He introduced Himself to me. He, oh God, Lord have mercy. Man, it just floods my soul. I think about how He had leniency with me. God, He had leniency with some of y'all too. Amen. That's the truth now. Hey, ain't none of us got it right on the first go-round. Hey, ain't none of us got it right on the first go-round. I'm sure there's every one of us had some little bit of doubt, some little bit of disbelief. Bless God. But I can tell you, God had leniency with us. God introduced that. He come, bless God, and I can say, I can back lay my hand on the Bible. He showed His love to your pastor. Loved on him. He wooed him with love. He wooed him with long-suffering. He wooed him with leniency. As many times as we've run, we've been wicked and vile. Bless, oh, I can't get over you, son. How what God's done for you. Bless God. God bless Brother Caleb. He took care of him. I think about times we prayed for Brother Caleb. I mean, labored in this honor. Bless God. I believe God could do it. Save Brother Caleb. Take care of Brother Jim's family. I believe God handled it. Bless God. I'm persuaded that God is well able to handle every problem, every situation. Bless God, I guarantee, oh Lord God, I guarantee you 100% of the time, if you come talk to me and ask me to pray, I'll guarantee you, lay my hand on that book, that I believe God's going to handle it. I've got that much confidence in God. I'm persuaded He is well able. They ain't nothing too big for God. It ain't. Well, if you think it is, you go talk to my brother Ethan over here. Man, God's yoked us up. We became close. And what God's done for that man, you think God ain't able, you go have conversation. I'm serious. God is well able to make it happen for you. And I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded God can do it for you. I'm persuaded He's well able. They ain't nothing too big for Bethel. They ain't nothing too big for Western North Carolina. They ain't nothing too big for the United States. Hey, we might be in the mess, but they ain't nothing too big for God. I'm persuaded. Lord God, help us. I pray your ears get a hold of this. Thirdly, I'll be out of the way. I think about over here in the book of 2 Timothy, where the Bible talks here in verses 11 and 12. It says, whereunto I am anointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know that I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Now you think about this now. You think about God's had an initiative for your life. God's come after you. And He's got you. And He saved you. And then God, in amongst doing all that, when God had an initiative, God had a plan. And God showed His love and His long-suffering. I can only imagine as God sitting up in a throne room. And I think about maybe He opened the windows of heaven. And God's sitting there beside on the right hand of the throne, and there's as much power on the right hand of the throne where He's sitting. He tipped the glass out. And here comes love flowing like fog. It fell all over the earth. And here comes long-suffering. And it comes flowing all over the earth. And I think about how His leniency comes flowing all over the earth. And it comes flowing down, and man, it's just knocking sinners over. And it's saving them as it goes. And I think about how all that, and it's, I mean, it's just, oh, God that helps me. But I think about, thirdly, only how He's had an initiative to come after me. He's had an initiative to chase me down. Bless God, not only that, how He introduced Himself. I think about how the whole week of my life, how God's worked with me and moved on me. And He saved me on that Sunday night back in August of 2010. But I think, thirdly, the influence God's had on my life. That has been the cream of the cake. That's been the icing across the top. To just show me, to just help me, to persuade me 100% on God. I mean, I was sitting there studying today. I was reading all over the Bible. My wife's come in. She's trying to talk to me, my youngins yelling, Daddy. They're just, everybody's going, and man, I'm just trying to read. And I thought, well, I'll go here. Well, no, that ain't going to help them. I thought, well, maybe I'll go here. Maybe I'll go over there. I said, God, you're going to have to show me something. You're going to have to show me. God, you've done set this thing up. It's just weird how it's happened. I said, God, you've done such it. God, you've showed them to believe. God, give me something that will go and just push believe on through the tube. Let them get it. God said, you tell them to be persuaded. God, you just need to get a hold of that. How God, I believed in him enough. Hey, Paul, he loved Timothy enough. He said, I'm writing a letter to you. I'm coming to back you up. I'm coming to stand behind you and lift you. Lord, get up here. Come here. Lord, you come stand up right here. Oh, God, you look towards the cross. He said, Timothy, I'm here. I'm going to help you. I'm behind you. He said, everything. Bless God. Don't give up on God. You stand there. You believe. I'm persuaded. God is able. Oh, God. That's what Paul done to Timothy. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. We need to do to our man of God. We need to be persuaded. God is able. I'm trying to get you to understand. Bless God, that's your problem. Your problem is standing here. You need to be persuaded that God is big enough. Thank you, Pastor. God is well able. If you didn't believe last night, I'm praying to God you'd believe right now that God is well able. God can do it. That the Bible said it. I mean, Paul, a prisoner, a man of God, a man that God called to be a preacher, a teacher, and to give it to the Gentiles. And if it wasn't for Paul, where would we be? What I didn't tell you last night. Lord wouldn't let me get to it. Thank you, Lord. Is to believe. Where I come out of last night was a long shot, but it was the last shot for the Christians, so to speak, for the Gentiles. And they was going to Asia Minor, to Pontius, to Galatia, and all these right around the sea. And that was the last shot. That was the last good push. They was going to get it up in there. And now we see tonight, Paul, a preacher of the Gentiles, coming and telling, saying, I believe. I am persuaded. He's well able. They ain't a prayer you boys can't pray that God won't hear. And I'm telling you what, you need to get blessed up where you believe. I'm talking to my young preachers. You too. I'm praying, bless God, and I believe you boys can pray. You need to pray, fully believing, fully persuaded that God can get a hold of it. And God is well able. Now I talk to them. I talk to you. God can do it. Yes, sir. If there's anybody the devil wants to take out, it's you. Amen. It's a blessing to see this many people. Bless God on Monday night. We can't even get this many on Wednesday night sometimes. But God impressed on your heart to be here tonight because God knows. God knows you needed to be persuaded. Amen. And I pray that you are. I pray that, bless God, that word invasion would flood your soul. That's an entering or a being entered by an attacking military force. There's a heavenly force that can't be numbered. There's angels standing watch. There's angels standing guard. And if God wants to send them, God can invade your soul. He's well able. I'm persuaded tonight. Oh, God, I fully believe. I charge hell with a water pistol. And the devil on my back. That's how I'm serious. That's how much I believe what I just read to you. I'm 200% persuaded tonight that God is able. If there's anything ever been a God, it's what you're sitting in right now. He can do it.
I'm fully persuaded God's fixing to take that school and dig that mountainside off and blow it plumb out of proportion. I'm fully persuaded. I'm trusting and praying. God's fixing to send us about 150 more for Sunday school to get us where it needs to be. I'm fully persuaded. Bless God, and I've been praying. God to pack these empty pews out. I'm fully persuaded, and I have been praying that God has saved your loved ones just like God's going to save mine. I fully believe I've got unto God. I've got power and victory in my life tonight. And I believe I am fully persuaded God's going to hunt them down. And God's going to get them. And if you don't believe tonight, I'm unto God. I don't know what to tell you. But I'm telling you, I pray you've been encouraged. And I'm praying that you'd be persuaded tonight. And fully 100%. Back in the man of God. Because I'm telling you, God's fixing to do a new thing. I'm fully persuaded.